This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion-friendly pollsters are trying to say that Americans want to keep abortion. A new Quinnipiac University poll makes it look like two-thirds of Americans are just fine with abortion. However, National Right to Life simply points to the contrast in the types of questions between Quinnipiac's poll with pro-abortion conclusions and the abortion-hostile conclusions gathered by Gallup. In short, NRLC says Quinnipiac relies on abortion industry buzzwords designed to get abortion-friendly responses from the public. Over a half dozen polls show opposite results when more thorough questions are offered to respondents. The recent election is highlighting the role of U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Trump nominee to the U.N. Governor Nikki Haley has reliably supported and signed pro-life legislation. Several U.N. groups backed by the Obama White House have been fighting for worldwide universal abortion rights, something Governor Haley would be prepared to oppose. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
In other headlines, late-term abortionist Dr. Leroy Carhart has abruptly left his late-term abortion practice outside Washington, D.C. On Election Day, November 8, Carhart came to work, packed his things, and left. And the FBI is considering hate crime charges after an arson at a pregnancy support center in New Mexico. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.